There, I'm recording.
Yes, as am I. Let's do a clap just because it's fun for me. Oh, one, two, three.
Got it.
Okay, and Hey, Mo, are we rolling?
Hey, Red, we are rolling.
Holy moly, this is the news you can't lose with the Illusory's Wrestling Crew. My name is Red Jefferson. I'm here with Moet Jazrael. Moet, how are you?
Hey, Red, I'm doing great. I got some coffee. I got, that's basically all that I've done today. But it's great.
I see you're at the Moet Jazrael News headquarters. I can see in the background. You got your editor behind you.
Yeah, he's on my back. He's always checking it out. Yeah, I felt it, thought it was... I'm not in this right now, man. I'm not...
For those of you watching listening on the podcast, Moet has a picture of Kanye West with a MAGA hat in the background. Because, you know, you got to surround yourself with people who you idolize, you know?
There you go, yeah, yeah. I like your background. It looks very professional, very...
Yeah, yeah, it's very sharp.
Yeah.
Very sharp. And this is the newsroom. This is the news you can't lose, and we take this very seriously. We've got a big news week behind us, Moet. Did you know that? Did you know we had so much news going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. This is September 6th to September 12th. The news you can't lose. We got biggest story of the week, Moet. You ready for it?
Okay. I'm ready for it. Tell me what do we got? What do we got? I'm ready.
News story of the week.
Tell me.
Marty Jannetty didn't kill anyone.
Oh, man. I'm so glad he didn't kill anybody.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves. Marty Jannetty, for those of you who've been following what's been going on, Marty Jannetty did an interview or did some posts on Facebook where he said that he killed a guy in the 70s for trying to touch him. And now he's saying that it was all a wrestling storyline to have a match with his buddy that's in the correctional facility in his nearby town and who's also a wrestler. Obvious match set up. And Marty Jannetty is so proud that he was able to fool everyone. And he had no idea. All you had to do is say that you killed someone in order to get some media attention. Isn't that shocking, Mo?
I mean, he's using the old Hulk Hogan defense from the Gawker trials sure. All those years ago. It's not me saying these horrible things. It's Hulk Hogan saying the terrible things. Hulk Hogan is a racist or whatever the hell was happening to him at that moment. But I'm not that guy. So he's doing the same thing. And it worked. It got.
Yeah.
Yeah. It worked for Hulk.
You know that Marty Jannetty's not a bad guy. It's just his wrestling character wants to have sex with his daughter and kills people in the 70s.
Which,
that's his wrestling character.
You know, honestly, I'd watch that wrestling character. I'd want to follow and learn more about that character. But as a human. Oh, boy. No.
I was so facetious about this. But that actually does sound like a really good character. Like that's like a really compelling character. That's Hangman Page worthy.
Yeah, for sure.
That's pretty in depth. Well, we've got more news. We got more news coming at you. Let's see what else we got. This one's actually fairly serious. This isn't me mussing around. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals dismissed all CTE cases against WWE by lawyer Constantine Kyros. I believe that's it. It's a very Greek name. Very Greek. That's a great name. That's actually a great lawyer name, Constantine Kyros.
I don't
very
trust
Lex Luthor-ish.
I don't know. I don't know if I trust him. Yeah, the Lex Luthor villainous parallel seems out there. It seems like a comic book. I don't know. I don't know if I trust this.
Do you think that the WWE should be held accountable for all these CTE cases, or do you think this is it's an issue where they didn't know? What are your thoughts just on the little that we know about this case?
I kind of feel like I need to know more about what's going on. I don't really understand. Like, so what's the, they had CTE cases. Who went to trial?
So it's this big class action suit. Constantine Kyros has been going after WWE for a long time, and it's got a million names in there. A million names. Like there's Perry Saturn, there's Road Warrior Animal, there's Billy Jack Haynes, just a bunch. Kamala's family, Big Daddy V's family. So there's a lot of people in there basically saying that WWE had knowledge of or had prior knowledge of the long-term effects of concussions before CTE started making a big name for itself in pop culture. So they said that they had some information and they held it from performers, or they didn't share it with performers. And now this large number of wrestlers, large group of wrestlers have come together underneath this supervillain attorney, and they went after WWE, but it was dismissed by the judge because a million different little things, like, oh, it's too old, or it wasn't filed correctly, or all these things that I guess Jerry McDivitt, WWE's attorney, just picked apart at the seams. So essentially, do you think that WWE, from, even though we know nothing, you and I know nothing about anything, let's just conjecture. Do you think WWE knew stuff before stuff was known?
Knowing their track record, yeah, probably. But I'm not sure what, like, I guess we're probably thinking the 80s or something.
Well, some of them are from the 80s. Like, there's Jimmy Superfly Snuka, is also, his family's also in this case. And they were saying that WWE either had knowledge, knew more than they did, or was expressly hiding it from these performers.
That makes me curious about, like, what, like, the NFL does, or if this is a case that has happened in the NFL or something. Because if WWE knows, then surely, like, other organizations would know too. It's not some, like, secret they would have figured out.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't know. I feel instantly just, like, wary of, like, this trial, if that even, you know, would land. So yeah.
Sure. I'm of a similar feeling. I feel that no one knew. You know, like, it's not, if they did know, do you think Vince McMahon would have taken those chair shots to the head?
Yeah.
No, of course not. Mm. Of course not. That's my defense of it. That's what I would say in court. He took a chair shot in 99.
Yeah.
Jimmy Snuka wants fucking money for it. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. All right, we're moving on to something a little sad. A little sad. Gerald Briscoe is released from the WWE. Longtime road agent and talent scout Gerald Briscoe, formerly of the Stooges fame, was released this week. Apparently got a call from Vince McMahon the night before saying that he was going to be let go. He was one of the group of people that was furloughed in April from the COVID deal. And he's not the only one. We've got Mike Rotundo, also a road agent, formerly known as the IRS man. And Sarah Stock, former wrestler that was a trainer, I believe, or also an agent. Didn't know much about her. But apparently there's more to come. How sad are you about the Gerald Briscoe firing, or do you think it's just...
Well, first, there's more. It's not just that, but there's, like, I feel like there's, like, 50 or something more people that got fired, but they just aren't famous people, so nobody knows about them. But it's, like, a lot of the road talent was let go, like the truck drivers and, you know,
technicians,
and stuff like
live
that.
Events.
Yeah, the live event type people. Yeah. So they got let go, unfortunately. And that's that sort of makes sense. I mean, no, it doesn't make sense. Actually, what am I saying? They just posted how they're making profits, like record profits in the company in their last quarterly reports. So, like, I think it's extremely frustrating to work there and to know that the company's, like, actually making profits and is not taking care of you. But at the same time, they're not going to be used for a while. So from a business standpoint, it makes sense. But it's a decision that lacks empathy, mm-hmm. knowing their profits have occurred. And they could very easily just kind of help people out until this gets over with.
Yeah. No, 100%.
The COVID, gets over with. Yeah.
And more specifically to Gerald Briscoe, do you have your favorite Gerald Briscoe memory? Anything that sticks out in your head?
They had a good run in the 90s, weren't they? The Mean Street Posse, didn't they do some silly stuff with the Mean Street Posse? They did some silly geriatric dancing, I remember, segments. What about you?
My two favorite things about Jared Briscoe, the way he says McMahon, Mr. McMahon.
Oh, that is good.
Mr. McMahon. All right, Mr. McMahon. That's very fun for me. And also my favorite, and I wish there was a GIF of it, and there should be. Hey, whoever's out there, make a GIF of this and send it to us, please, at loserleavespod@gmail.com. It's of Gerald Briscoe winning the hardcore title. He's in the back, and I believe it's Pat Patterson, and he's sleeping, or maybe it was Crash Holly, but they're sleeping, and you see Gerald Briscoe tiptoe into a room with a ref, and then put his hands on him, and the ref's like,
yeah.
And then you just see Jared Briscoe grabbed the title, just silently pantomime celebrating in a room where he's supposed to be quiet is a really great moment, and I want that gif. But yeah, we wish him best in his future endeavors, right, Moet?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Sure.
I'm sure he'll be back money. Too. He'll probably be back in WWE. He's one of those like all old, you know, like he's always gonna be there. One of those guys. Who's always around. Anymore.
That's what they said. And now he's not. We just took him away.
But he'll be back. I'm sure he'll be back. He'll probably be
back for something.
Otherwise we'll see him at the local bingo hall type of spot in 2 years, and it'll be exciting. We'll get it on.
AEW should bring in Gerald Briscoe and have him be a manager to Arn Anderson, who's a manager to Cody. I think that would be a good way of going about it. We're moving on, Moet. We're moving on. We got more stuff chock full of news this week. As you can see, I'm not stretching for anything in this. This was the biggest freaking headlines of them all. Jeff Hardy wants to bring Willow in WWE.
I thought he was Willow already. I thought he already did a match with Sheamus where he became Willow. I'm not watching this stuff. I don't watch it.
Yeah, neither am I. I'm not watching it at all either. I saw this and I was stretching for news this week. There's just so little that happened. My last story is barely even a story. I'm ashamed to say it. But do you think Jeff Hardy? One thing I like about this, I like about the idea of the WWE bringing in a different character, Jeff Hardy being allowed to. Oh, this is better. This is a better background.
Oh, thanks.
Moet
yeah.
Just changed, just for the listeners on the podcast, Moet changed his background from Kanye West mouth agape with a MAGA hat to just a breaking news background, which I like.
I should have waited until there was actual breaking news, but wait, what?
No, this is breaking news. Jeff Hardy wants to be Willow. Do you like? I would love the idea of WWE, especially with their declining creative and ratings, to give the performers a little bit more allowance to be wacky with their stuff. Even though I don't think Jeff Hardy should be allowed to have that much creative license, but I'd be interested to see what some of these guys are doing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, clearly it's working out in AEW,
somewhat.
Yeah, not all the time, but ex WWE guys coming out and deciding to show their personalities finally. I think there's a lot that they've been missing out on WWE. So. Not everybody, but I'm sure there's some gold there that they're missing.
I feel like this is the worst news story. Jeff Hardy being Willow.
Nah, we're doing it. You did a good job.
Well, wait until you hear the last story. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
Alexa Bliss attacks Nikki Cross, which is interesting because I love Alexa Bliss. I love Alexa Bliss. I love Nikki Cross. And there's rumors of, well, there's not rumors. She's being associated with... What is this news?
What is this? Why is this news?
It's not news. It's me just being a WWE shill.
No, tell me what's news. What do you find exciting about
it? Well, this is why I think it's news.
Yeah, yeah. Because
Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross, their tag team, they're breaking up. We talked about the Iconics last week and them breaking up. That's news. So Nikki.
All right. No, keep going. Let's see. I don't want to interrupt you.
And they've been talking, Bray Wyatt has been talking about Sister Abigail for his entire career. And I know they haven't alluded that Alexa Bliss is Sister Abigail, but the reason why I think this is very important and why I love it, because I love Alexa Bliss. When she started out with Murphy and whatever his face was, what was the other guy? In NXT, she was a manager for Buddy Murphy and some other schlub.
Yeah,
and she was this cool manager. She comes in and she's red hot. She's got the greatest facial expressions in wrestling. She's this very temperamental bipolar character. Love it. Then she just kind of got neutered in this face position with Nikki Cross for a long time. Where I like them together and I think they're both fun, but I do not like seeing Alexa Bliss as a face because she is so much worth so much more as a heel. To have her be go into this demented world where she's staring off into the distance and then attacking people. I love this. And maybe this is more for Red's Corner. This is a new segment called Red's Things That Make Red Happy.
No, I agree with you. I think it's really good. I actually think the storylines at WWE have been doing really well over the last week. The problem is it's been like years of just feeling like my brokenhearted from WWE storyline. So like while they're really good right now, I'm like very suspicious of where it could go.
How are you gonna hurt me?
Yeah.
How are you going to hurt WWE?
Yeah, because they always manage to find a way. So yeah. I do got to say, yeah, that I am excited about that. I just don't know where it's going to go from with their hands, what they'll do with it. Did you see that a few years ago, Sister Abigail was supposed to wrestle against Finn Balor? Finn Balor?
I thought it was going to be Serena Deeb.
Oh, I thought it was going to be fucking Bray Wyatt in like a dress, because that was the photo. It was Bray Wyatt in the photo, and he was gonna fight Finn Balor looking like a pumpkin, and I was so excited.
I do remember that.
For that match.
I do remember. And what happened with that? He just came out as regular Bray.
I actually don't remember. I think they canceled the match. Something happened. I think someone got injured or something. But I maybe they did the match, but they didn't do it as characters. If they happen, I don't know. But the point is, they never showed Sister Abigail. Whatever happened, I can't remember off the top of my head.
Well, I hope something. I just want some closure. I'm tired of hearing the name Sister Abigail and never knowing what the fuck it was. And they've already moved so far beyond that character, like the backwoods character. Make Alexa Bliss Sister Abigail. Have her come in and be this kooky Harlequin character. And let's just wash our hands of it, right, Moet?
Yeah, she already kind of looks like the Joker's person,
Harlequin.
Oh, you just said it. I thought you were saying Harley Quinn is like a thing. I'm not in this today, Red.
You're doing great. Doing so good.
I'm going to cut that part out.
No, do not cut it out, because this was the news you can't lose, and we didn't lose a second of this podcast. A second.
Good.
And thank you all so much for the support that you've given us the past few weeks. And please go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and subscribe. It's super easy and it's free. And make sure to go to Instagram while you're at it. Do it right now. Do it this second. Go into this corner. Am I doing it in the right corner, Moet?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you are. You are. Great job. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Look
at
here.
You. Yeah.
Click right here, and then it'll take you right over there.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. I mean, I'll choose the destination. You can tell me where to go.
I could go any destination?
No. It's got to be that one specific spot.
It's got to be this one. Okay.
But you said go wherever it takes you. You can tell me where you want it to go, and we'll take you there.
Yeah, you tell us. Sound out in the comments where you want this to take you. And thank you all so much. Loserlies Wrestling on Instagram and on YouTube. You're watching it on YouTube. And Loserlies Pod on Twitter. Make sure to follow Moet Jaswal. Moet Jaswal 1 on Instagram and Red_Jefferson on Instagram. Moet, what's your name the first president you could think of?
The Undertaker.
Okay.
Has he got the American flag on him? I guess he looks presidential with that flag.
What I'm going to do is, when I get a chance, is I'm going to paint over the flag the gay pride flag.
Oh, good. Good.
I can't wait. I'm so excited about it. Because I think Undertaker is a gay icon. Thank you all so much for watching. And make sure to do all the things and subscribe. Moet, say a full sentence.
Oh, boy. Oh, God.
Bye.
So much for listening to the podcast. If you'd like to show us some love, please leave us a review. 5 stars, anything less than that, we'd rather you didn't. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or you just want to rip us apart, make sure to email us at loserleavespod@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and please don't abandon us.